This is Susan B. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out, and I'm honored to be speaking with Greg Pack. Greg joined the Telluride Ski and Golf Team in November. He is now president and general manager and the man in charge of setting the vision. Greg, thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. So you have a particularly strong background in customer service, and you have overseen all areas of ski development and operations throughout your career, making you uniquely qualified to improve upon an already superior guest and local experience at the destination. Did you train in college for your career, or was your career path a surprise turn in your life, even to you? And then finally, what drew you to the ski industry?
Well, I was drawn to skiing from probably the time I was 12 years old, kind of going on ski trips up in the Colorado Mountains. I grew up in Colorado Springs, and when I got to college, I went to University of Northern Colorado and then ended up at Keystone Resort. I'd actually applied at a few different places, and then from day one, the first day as a lift operator, I realized this could be one of the coolest jobs on earth. I saw the director of mountain operations on a snowmobile. I saw him skiing. I saw him in a helicopter in an office. And to me, it just seemed like the epic job.
Okay, great. Great answer. So did you actually train for that, or did you train for something else in college?
No, I started out as a journalism, mass communications. I was in geology as well, but the ski industry is one of those things. They don't necessarily offer a college degree for that.
Right.
They do offer a recreation degree now, and there's actually some two-year colleges doing that, but no, this is a total change in life.
Okay, great. You've been at the job at Telski since just before Thanksgiving. What are your initial impressions?
Incredible potential, I guess is the easiest way to say it. I mean, the amount of terrain and the town and the draw and the facilities we have here are amazing. And it's very surprising that we just don't have more visitors here right now. The other side of that, too, is the people that I've met have been very welcoming. The team we have here at Telski has been extremely impressive. Some really knowledgeable people have been around here a long time. So there's no reason we can't use that team to be able to get more destination visits here.
Great. Putting your feet to the fire, and I know this is perhaps a bit unfair at this stage of your tenure, where do you see the holes? Where do you see Telluride Ski Resort going, and how is it going to get there?
Well, it's pretty easy to see the holes if you put our season on a graph and look at it throughout the season. I mean, you look at late November and early December, you look at the January timeframes, obviously the spring and fall. You know, we have some major holes that we need to fill in as far as business volume. So, you know, to me, it's how do you, you know, who can travel during those times and what can you offer them to be able to get there? So we're looking at that as well as the air. You know, in order to be able to get here, we have to make it easier. We have to make it more affordable. It's incredible once you get here, but to ask somebody to spend an entire day in some situation to get here is kind of rough.
Yeah.
So if we could increase the air service here, it would go a long way.
Yeah. I know that Chuck Horning sings in harmony about that.
We are very much aligned on that.
Yeah. What role do you see Telski playing in securing a sustainable future for the Telluride region, both economic and otherwise?
Well, I think economic is those softer seasons. If you look at the ski business, and I can only speak to that right now, it's a very capital-intensive business. So in order to replace lifts, we're talking, you know, $5, $6, $7 million. And when you look at the number of lifts that we have and the infrastructure, the business needs to grow to be able to sustain that, to be able to replace those assets. So to grow that, we actually need more destination beds or hotbeds where we can get people in here to stay. So, if we can tackle those things where it is a tourism-based economy, there was a study done to show that, to prove that. I mean, I think all of us here realize that really quickly. But we got to make sure that we're supporting that however we can.
Wonderful. Thank you for that. Talk about some of your short-term goals, the first initiatives, upgrades, improvements you will set in motion.
Well, first and foremost, for myself personally, short-term goals is getting our house in order. So we have an incredible team. You know, we need to make sure that we're taking care of our employees and giving them the tools they need to be able to help drive this business and serve our customers. So that's really what I'm focusing on right now. Long-term initiatives, I think we're pretty soft in the summer. We have an incredible festival season that goes on down in town and music that happens up here in the mountain village. But what we need is a real good destination attractor, some other on-mountain amenities that kind of fit who we are as a company. So we're looking at those kind of things right now.
So when you look beyond 5 years, which is therefore beyond the short term, you're really looking at just extending the season and filling in those soft shoulder seasons.
Well, I think it's, you know, people are only going to ski when they want to ski. That's the tough part in the winter. And I think we're doing a pretty good job at the winter business. We have way more capacity than we need on the hill. You know, so if we could get more people here during those soft spots, that is critical for us. And then, you know, long term, we actually need, you know, some other hotels to drive business, maybe a flag hotel.
Okay.
We also need, you know, so again, some of those other activities that guests can do in the summer.
Okay. Well, thank you very, very much. This has been Susan V. Brock chatting briefly with Greg Pack. He is the president and general manager of Patelski. And I'm sure we'll be checking back again after you've had some time at the job to find out your new updates. But thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.